The Trump administration is reportedly planning a major reorganization of the federal government. According to Politico, the report is nearly complete and is expected to be rolled out later this month. Among other things, it would involve consolidating public assistance programs, including food stamps, and moving them to the Department of Health and Human Services. Right now, food assistance is run by the Department of Agriculture. Health and Human Services would also likely get a name change. But moving multi-billion dollar programs and renaming agencies generally requires some kind of green light from Congress, so it's not a sure thing. Don Kettle is a professor in the Lyndon B. Johnson School of Public Affairs at the University of Texas at Austin and academic director of the LBJ Washington Center. He used to teach at UW-Madison. Don, welcome back to Central Time.
It is great to be there with you today, Rob. It's terrific to have a chance to talk.
And you wrote about this, Don. It's a big deal and potentially a good thing, you say. Why is reorganizing these programs, especially these public assistance programs, a big deal?
In general, I'm not a huge fan of moving boxes around. Often, usually, all that does is to create more confusion and just jobs for people whose job it is to design letterheads to try to talk about the new organizational structure. But this is a case where at least some of this may actually make some work, and I think here's why. We have the existing collection of programs for lower-income Americans scattered among a whole host of different agencies. And it turns out that, for example, the people who are eligible for food stamps are often the same people who are eligible for Medicaid. They're organized in two separate federal departments, and it creates a lot of extra confusion for people who have to track down where they need to go and how they need to apply. Having a single one-stop shop for people to be able to come to apply and to, for the people who manage those programs to do a better job could make much more sense, I think. So on that level, it really does make sense to think about, I think.
And you write that there's a kind of fundamental philosophical debate, a long-running one in government service programs like this. Do you divide it up by subject area so then it makes sense to have the food under the Department of Agriculture? Or do you try to design it based on the population served, in which case it might make sense to do something like this, to do this reorganization?
Exactly. And this goes way back. There was a person named Luther Gulick who wrote about this back in the Roosevelt administration as they were thinking about how best to try to structure the federal government as it was the middle of the effort to try to launch the New Deal. And he argued that there really is some fundamental choices you can make. You can either, for example, the case of food stamps, it's designed to try to promote the use of food. At one point, in fact, it was really designed to try to help people consume surplus food. So it was really a food-based program. And so having it work out of agriculture made a lot of sense. Now it's fundamentally a program of public assistance to try to help people who are lower income be able to afford food. And so it's become more like a welfare program. And so it makes a lot more sense, I think, at this point to combine programs that serve the same population and the same department so that the people who are applying don't have to continue to file different applications with different agencies, hope the stuff doesn't get lost, have to supply the same information over and over and over again. It just makes it so much easier if it were all under one roof, at least administratively. And that's if, in fact, they tend to focus on those issues as the primary ones. The concern, of course, is that that may not be all that's going on here.
Talking to Don Kettle from the University of Texas at Austin about a reported plan to reorganize a lot of federal agencies, the main goal to consolidate public assistance programs, food stamps, Medicaid, a lot of other things that help low-income Americans in one department. And Don, let's follow up with what you were just saying. Some people are looking at this and saying, okay, this is a plan based on a conservative Heritage Foundation plan. It's a Republican government. Is this a backdoor plan to just cut a lot of benefits?
And the thing that has people concerned, including me at this point, is that there is also talk, in addition to bringing all the programs under one roof or one-stop shop, to change the name of the department that would administer this to bring the name welfare back in. Once upon a time, of course, we had the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare, and the education programs were split off of that back in 1980, and so that the idea was, well, maybe we ought to just go back to the idea of bringing welfare back in. The concern is this. The word welfare itself is so politically charged, and among conservatives, it's a kind of bell that, once it's rung, suggests that you could have a way to find a way to identify these programs and potentially cut them. The Heritage Foundation, based in Washington, really has this as an idea. And the concern is that if you bring these programs together under one roof, it makes them a big and visible target and therefore more vulnerable to cut. So the question is this: is the primary idea behind the administration's proposal to try to improve the administration of these programs and to try to make them better for the people who are receiving them, or is it to try to bring them together and to make them a bigger and more visible target so it's that much easier to cut them? And that is what we don't know quite yet at this point, but those are the two sides of the debate that is just about ready to start brewing in Washington, and which is, I think, going to be absolutely fascinating to watch in the next few weeks.
Now, aside from that issue of whether this will lead to cuts, is there also an argument to be made that, hey, we've got these separate bureaucracies that have grown up in each department, they've got this inertia of their own, we can be more efficient as a federal government by bringing these things together?
And there, I think, Rob, the answer is absolutely yes. And that's true in two respects. The first is that we really have enormous problems in bringing different related programs together and support them with the right kind of information systems, computer systems, to be able to make sure we can identify who's eligible. It is often a royal pain to have to sit there and fill the same forms out over and over again, but send them to different agencies. There are eligibility questions that end up getting duplicated. We have lots of problems of improper payments where, because we have these things scattered around, we don't manage these programs as well as we should. This is something where clearly we could do a lot better, where we have to do a lot better because we don't have a lot of extra money to spend these days. So in terms of managing the programs better, it makes a whole lot more sense, I think, to bring them under one roof. But that is assuming, as is never the case, that there's just a single goal that this structure and this proposal really has. And I think that almost everybody believes that there, as is always the case, some big political motivations going on at exactly the same time.
We're talking to Don Kettle about the Trump administration's reported plans to reorganize the federal government, which would include combining welfare programs and moving them to the Department of Health and Human Services. HHS could also get a new name in the process, as we heard. Our guest says that's a big deal. He's a professor in the Lyndon B. Johnson School of Public Affairs at the University of Texas at Austin. You can let us know your reaction to this idea at 800-642-1234. What do you think of the idea of consolidating public assistance, welfare programs under one roof in the federal government? If you receive some of these programs, food assistance, health assistance, aid to families with dependent children, that sort of thing, what's it like navigating the system across various departments, various federal bureaucracies? Would a one-stop shop make more sense to you? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. We continue our conversation about President Trump's reported plan to reorganize the federal government. According to Politico, which broke the story, the soon-to-be-released report recommends combining safety net programs, renaming the Department of Health and Human Services, and some big changes at other agencies. The plan is expected to be released later this month. Don Kettle is with us, professor in the Lyndon B. Johnson School of Public Affairs at the University of Texas at Austin, academic director of the LBJ Washington Center. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of this plan aimed at streamlining the federal government? Does consolidating public assistance programs under one roof seem like a good idea? Do you have hopes or worries about what this might mean? Do you worry that this might lead to benefit cuts, or do you think that might be a good thing? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Don, let's talk a little bit about the how here. Is this something that the White House can do all by itself, or does Congress have to get in on the game?
Congress absolutely has to be part of this, and it's one of the biggest frustrations that the Trump administration has. There's so much of what it is the president wants to do that he's been frustrated in doing because it requires other people to go along. Even though the Republicans at this point control both houses of Congress, he's had a terrible time being able to get the votes to support this. And there is almost nothing more fundamental to Congress's effort to try to guard its own turf than government reorganization. We tend to think about the executive branch as the product of what the president wants to do and with the president's chief executive. We talk about that all the time. But the fact that's often hidden is that what we have in the executive branch is usually the product of congressional decisions, and they tend to follow the maps of the congressional committees on Capitol Hill. And one of the biggest things about this proposal is that the food stamp program is under the jurisdiction of the Agriculture Committee, and the Health and Human Service programs are under jurisdiction of a couple of other committees. And so when you start moving these boxes around, immediately what you're doing is you're talking about taking power away from members of Congress. And it's especially a big issue here because food stamps are by far the biggest program in the Department of Agriculture. So you're talking about gutting a big part of the power that the agriculture committees on Capitol Hill have. So if you want to get a really good battle going in Washington, talk about trying to take power away from members of Congress, especially committee chairs. And that's just what this proposal would do. So this one is a really nasty battle down the road that's just getting ready to explode. And it's going to frustrate Donald Trump to no end, because what he most wants to do, he's going to discover yet again he can't do on his own.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Andrew is with us in Green Bay. Andrew, hi.
Hi.
What'd you want to bring up, Andrew?
I had a concern that this program or proposal will make administering these individual programs much harder, because each individual that's administering it is going to have to know the procedures of every single agency and program. It's going to take a master's degree to know how to get these to work.
Andrew, thanks for the call. So, yeah, Don, the agencies administering these different programs already have it down. Presumably, this will be a learning curve trying to do it all in the same place.
It will. And one of the things that often is the problem is when you move the boxes, it does bring that learning curve along. And just look at what's happened to the Department of Homeland Security and how hard that's been. We still have many years to go to try to get that right. But here's a case where when it comes to food stamps and Medicaid and welfare and other kind of food and medical assistance programs, that having things under one roof I think could make real sense, because the real savings that are possible and the real efficiencies that are possible and the real administrative pieces that are possible have to do with connecting all these programs up electronically through data systems that can talk to each other. And that's the enormous potential that there is here. We've seen the difficulty, for example, with the VA and the Department of Defense trying to make sure that people who are eligible for VA benefits have data systems that talk to the systems over in the Pentagon that make them eligible. We've had terrible times making that happen, and some of those same kinds of things flow over on the domestic side when it comes to programs for public assistance. So that's the advantage. It's finding a way to make government a lot smarter and a lot faster by connecting it better through better information technology. That's the big advantage of being able to do that, and there are tremendous economies of scale that are possible, assuming that, in fact, we invest in the right people and the right systems and make government smart enough to do it. And that, unfortunately, turns out to be a much bigger problem than is often realized. And we often only find that out much later down the line.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about managing this, Don. We've talked to Elaine Kmark from the Brookings Institution about presidential leadership. She's criticized Presidents Obama and George W. Bush for focusing on messaging more than management. She's worried about the Trump administration's ability to manage changes like this. This would be a huge undertaking. Does the Trump administration have the skill to manage a change like this?
Right now, it's hard to imagine that any one administration in particular would find this an easy thing for a couple of reasons. The first is that there are 34 different programs out there that the Government Accountability Office calls the high-risk programs. These are programs most prone to fraud, waste, abuse, and mismanagement. And we're literally losing hundreds of billions of dollars a year because we haven't invested in the right management system. So that's one part of the problem. Second is getting the people problem solved. And we have a tough time in government right now hiring the people we need to get the government's work done. And the biggest problem that we've got in the system we're talking about changing here is making sure that we got enough of the smart people and the right skills in the right places at the right time to get the job done. And we are crippling ourselves by not focusing on that. And the last piece is information technology, which at the one hand is the biggest opportunity that exists here, but on the other hand, something that we just have not been very good at. So this is something that I think we need to do, but we don't do very well. And the Trump administration at this point has no monopoly on this. Democrats and Republicans alike have stumbled on these kinds of things. And it's going to continue to happen unless we find a way to make sure that we manage the government the way that, in fact, we want government to be managed. It provides the kind of value to all of us that we as taxpayers deserve.
Got an email from John who says, I think this is a way to decrease the budget. If they consolidate all the money into one, they can explain to people easier how much money is being given. Then they'll more easily be able to cut programs and funding. You touched on that earlier, Don, with concerns about those issues, presumably from Democrats in Congress, the turf war issues you raised. Is this something, when it's released, that you think has a chance of being put into action just in our last 30 seconds or so?
Sure. And the answer is, in the short term, probably not, even though in many ways it's a good idea. But if it goes down, it'll go down mainly because members of Congress are not likely to want to give up their power in their jurisdictions. The conflicts that will be generated on this, the president will discover yet again, are the kinds of things that make for epic battles. And if anything takes it out, it's most likely to be that.
We'll leave it there for now. Don, thanks a lot for joining us today.
So great to be with you, Rob.
It's Don Kettle, professor in the Lyndon B. Johnson School of Public Affairs at the University of Texas at Austin, academic director of the LBJ Washington Center, former professor at the UW-Madison. We talked to him about President Trump's reported plans to reorganize the federal government that would include a major consolidation of a wide variety of public assistance programs.